Travel with Rick Steves is brought to you by American Airlines, with 4,000 flights to 250 cities in some 40 countries around the world every day. It's easy to book your next flight at AA.com. American Airlines knows why you fly. I'm Rick Steves, and this is Travel with Rick Steves, and right now we're traveling in Turkey. I have a good friend and fellow tour guide with me, Melika Saval, who's flown in from Turkey. Melly has led tours and been a tour guide in Turkey for 35 years. She wrote the book on Ephesus. When you go to one of my favorite ancient sites in the entire Mediterranean, people will be reading the book Melly wrote on Ephesus. Melly has led tours with me for 10 years, and now she does specialty tours, special theme tours around Turkey, and tours far-reaching in the eastern reaches of the Turkish cultural region as far east as Mongolia. Melly, great to have you here.
It's great to be here, Rick.
Now, we all know about Turkey, and Turkey, what, is the size of California with 60 million people, 99% Muslim, trying to get into the European Union, making great strides economically, and quite a model for moderate Islamic nation, I would say. Is that all fair?
Well, we don't like to be called Islamic country because we don't want to know whose religion is what. So I rather it to be called Democratic Republic, and that's what it says on our constitution.
Now, you are a big fan of a man named Kemal Atatürk.
Mustafa Kemal Atatürk.
Yes. And he's the father of Turkey. Give us just a quick background on what he accomplished.
Atatürk had put an end to the Ottoman rule, which has been ruling our land for 700 years. Atatürk trusted in the Turks that we can, with no weapons, get rid of all the European allies who were trying to invade Turkey in the 20s. And the most important thing was he established a secular republic, and in 10 years he had created the reforms which made Turkey into a modern country.
So coming into World War One, it's fair to say Turkey was a medieval sort of country with Ottoman old school empire. And then you have this real modern, democratic, secular leader, a strong arm man who came in and literally is the father of modern Turkey that dates back only to the 1920s, so still in the living memory of a lot of Turkish people. And he was so committed to a secular nation that he actually, I understand, prohibited anybody from going to churches or mosques or synagogues for a few years until they were educated, or what's the deal there?
Until they were educated, so they will not be brainwashed by fundamentalism in the name of religion.
So he was not against religion.
He was not against religion, but he was against using religion for fundamentalist reasons and for politics. So he wanted us to get educated.
Now, I was walking through a village in eastern Turkey with Melly, and there was a stadium filled with high school students, and I vividly remember them thrusting their fists up in the air, screaming, "We are a secular nation." 400 of these kids all at the same time screaming, "We are a secular nation," in their sports stadium. And I asked Melly, "What's going on here? Can you explain what was going on?"
Well, secularity is very important for us because geographically, Turkey is surrounded with countries where secularity has not been their achievement. And the end result, using 1,400-year-old rules of this religion, of course, cannot be applied to modern day. And we have serious problems on women rights, on human rights, on international relations. So we were able to avoid all those medieval mentality by establishing secularity, dividing state from religion.
So in Turkey, the separation of mosque and state is just as precious as the separation of church and state is in the United States.
Absolutely.
Wow.
But there is one other thing that Atatürk had accomplished. He gave us a sense of nationalism rather than ethnic identity, rather than sexual identity, rather than gender identity. We are a Turk in Turkey. And that's going back to French Revolution. If French Revolution introduced as an enlightenment nationality, that's what we have acquired. So we don't want to see the world being divided into small ethnic or religious groups that is very dangerous, that's going back before French Revolution.
So you're a modern, proud Turk.
Yes, I am.
And are you a person of faith?
Of course.
So you're Muslim?
I'm Muslim.
Okay. So that's not a contradiction?
No.
Is most of Turkey Muslim and practicing Muslim?
Most of Turkey is Muslim.
What percent would you say?
Probably 99%.
But in your constitution, you have a clause that says if religious groups take over the government, the military is deputized to take control and reassert
that
the secular.
That is not in our constitution, but that is on our culture. And we have 100% confidence in our military that they are backing up our democracy.
So you really are happy if your government takes over, or if your military takes over, if things are going into a theocracy way?
I would be happy that we would not allow theocracy to take over, but I hope it will never be necessary, because every time military takes over, there's democratic problems, of course. But if I need to choose, and I hope this will not be misunderstood, if I need to choose a military coup over theocracy, reluctantly I will choose military coup.
Is that unusual in Turkey, or would you say most Turkish people would
believe? No, I think Turkish people would go for that.
Interesting. Now, I remember you told me once when you were a young girl, you worried you'd never fall in love with a man because you loved Ataturk so much.
Yes, I think I've passed that, but I still love Ataturk in a wonderful way.
There's an incredible love for Ataturk in Turkey that a lot of Americans don't realize.
Lots of love and respect.
And a great way to get an appreciation of Ataturk is go to Ankara and to his mausoleum,
yes,
and the associated museum. People still see Ataturk in the clouds?
We do. We do, absolutely. Every year in the eastern part of Turkey, there is a mountain which at a certain time of the day cast shadow of the portrait of Ataturk, and we get millions of people to see the shadow of that mountain.
The father of modern Turkey.
The father of modern Turkey.
Who really muscled Turkey out of the Middle Ages and into the modern world in the 1920s.
Yes, we're very proud of him, and we're very proud of ourselves because he had confidence in us, and we proved that he was right.
Melih Saval, thank you very much for sharing your love of your nation, and it is so exciting as a traveler to be able to experience Turkey.
Please do come to Turkey and enjoy my Turkey.
To learn more about Melih's work as a tour guide, visit ricksteves.com and look for the archive on this interview, and you can find Melih's website. Thank you very much. Travel with Rick Steves is brought to you by American Airlines. With their new Advantage Award booking tool, it's easier than ever to book to over 800 Advantage Award destinations online at aa.com. American Airlines knows why you fly.